Julian, so much, and we're so glad you grabbed the word on divine innovation and you started to innovate. I'll tell you, it's very easy to just be religious, just go through the motions, but to actually take the word on board and apply it and innovate and see change come, not just in your own life, church, community. Mm-hmm. That's what we're meant to be, divine disruptors, change agents. That's what I believe. And once you see him and you behold him, your lives are changed from glory to glory. That's what the theme of your advances, your retreat. So as we're changed from glory to glory, we want to see change. It's not just a religious word.
No.
We've got to change. We've got to see lives changed and communities changed. Can you say amen? So I'm going to bring a very powerful word tonight. And it's a word the Lord spoke to me, to us, back this year in summer when we were in beautiful Cornwall, having a holiday. And beautiful part of the world. I mean, we couldn't get to many places, but we could get to the UK for a holiday. And we got there and we discovered and rediscovered some beautiful, beautiful places and had some good rest, R&R. I love to swim and beach and the pool and, you know, things you do on holiday. And we came back to the car one day and I got in the car and I heard the Spirit of God say, now, when I hear the Spirit of God, it's like an impression on the inside of me. And I heard floating accent. And I told Jill straight away, the Lord's just spoke to me about the floating accent. So I left it on the shelf and then I came back home from holiday and I started to, I always look in the Bible for it. We know it's in the Bible. It's in 2 Kings 6. So I started to read the story of the floating accent, which I'm going to do for you tonight. And I just started to get so much revelation and application for my life, for the church, for what we're doing, for what God, what the Spirit of God's really saying to the church. So if you're ready for that, get your Bibles out and turn to 2 Kings 6. While you do, I did the series. I couldn't get away from it. I was preaching on it and teaching on it for months and months. And at the end, this book came out of it. It's called Cutting Edge. It's on Amazon. You can get it on there because there's a lot more to this than I'll be able to share on tonight. Cutting Edge. And I want to speak tonight about having a cutting edge, developing a cutting edge, getting your cutting edge back. Mm-hmm. It's used in technology. Are you using cutting edge technology? Is your life on the cutting edge? Somebody said, if you're not living on the cutting edge, you're taking up too much space. So you can be in a comfort zone. But really, all growth happens on the cutting edge. So that's the title of my message tonight, is getting back and keeping your cutting edge. Spiritual practical answers for healthy relationships and competitive advantage in life. And that's what we want. Say amen.
Amen.
Come on now, right? If you've got your Bibles, lift them up. Make the devil nervous and the bookstores happy. Amen. And we're going to go to here. It's like if I open my Bible, it would just fall here because I've used it here so much. The title of this chapter for me says the floating accent. So I'm going to read the scripture and then we're going to unpack it and apply it to our lives. Amen. The floating accent. And the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, see now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. I'm going to stop. I'm going to preach extempore. And the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, see now, the place where we dwell is way too small. So the Spirit of God is saying to you tonight, the place you're living is way too small. Your life's too small. Your church is still too small. The buildings that you haven't got and are thinking about are too small. The families that you're raising are too small. Your finances are too small. Now, this is interesting. This wasn't Elisha, the man of God, who spoke to the sons of the prophets. It was the sons of the prophets who spoke to him. So look at that. What a cutting edge culture was being developed here in the kingdom and can be developed. I know you guys were going to your pastor, Pastor Fowler, Warola, and leaders and saying, we want to innovate in this and innovate in that last year. But this year, you're going to go to your leaders and say, no, the place we are is too small. We can't just keep relying on our leaders to have a big vision and keep pumping big and awesome and abundant. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus is constantly wanting us to live a more abundant life. But religious devils and devils from hell will try and contain you, control you, put you in a box. It's really interesting. I got a nice pair of new trainers this year, and they're called Ons. Who's heard of Ons? They're a very good brand. They're made in
Switzerland.
Switzerland. Swiss engineering. They're for running, jogging, whatever. They do trainers, tracksuits, all this. And they're a bit expensive, but they're really good for your feet. They're good trainers, and I like them, and I got a pair. And we went to the local, on a day off, we went to the local shopping centre at Derby, called the Derbyon, and we're looking in shops, having nice food. Jill looks in more shops than me. I just sit down and are quiet, and Jill just flies around shops like an angel, looking at every single thing. Amen. And we went to this training shoes shop, and I was walking through it, and this guy looked at me, pointed at my trainers, and said, "Wow, the Rolex of trainers." I said, "Oh, you've heard of them?" He said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "All the drug dealers and dog breeders wear them in Liverpool." That's what he said. The drug dealers and dog breeders. Listen, the drug dealers and the dog breeders don't need to just have nice trainers. You can have nice trainers. You can have a nice car. We've just bought a new car this year. Amen. Come on. Vauxhall, Grandland, X, an SUV. It's great. Why? Because the last car was too small. The sons of the prophets said to Elisha, or said to Pastor Fola and Warola, "The place we are is still too small." Say amen. Come on. See, I can't help it. I'm going into Nigerian already. "See now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Please let us go down to the Merseyside River." No, it's the Jordan River. "And let every man take a beam from there, and let us make there a place where we may dwell." So the Lord is going to help us to make new places to dwell in 2023. New homes. Come on. New rental homes, new community centers, new churches, new businesses, new buildings, building new ones. And they all took with them a beam or a tree, a piece of wood. It was all individual. We have all got our individual gifts, skills, strength, talent. "Well, I'm not like Pastor Terry." Good. "I'm not like Pastor Fowler." Good. You're like you. You're one off. You're one of a kind. You were born original. Don't die a copy. Come on. The gifts, the talents, and skills in you, you need to take them down to the river of God. Say amen. Get them redeemed. Get them restored. Get them magnified, because the place we're living is too small. And we are going to build a bigger place together. Say amen.
Amen.
Everybody say together. I didn't hear you, Jill.
Oh, together.
No, together.
Together.
Amen. Say amen. "Let every man take a beam," a piece of wood. So we're all getting involved. In too many churches, it's 20% of the people do 80% of the work. Not in Love Assembly, not in River Network. We're having all hands on deck. Now is the time for every man, woman, and child to be used by God. And I've heard you, your children praying, man. Praying prayers of innovation. Come on. But it's time for us to all get on involved, all hands on deck. Volunteer for new teams. Serve stronger in new teams. Be fully committed. Be fully persuaded. Get back your cutting edge and get a new cutting edge going into 2023 to have a competitive advantage above other people, way above the devil, way above the curve. You're going to be more than ready. Say amen.
Amen.
A place where we may dwell, where we may live together. Dwell means that. That means habitate. You know, we do, the worship song was beautiful. "Let your glory fall, Lord, your glory, your glory, your glory." God wants his glory to never leave in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your habitation, Lord. Thank you for the glory that's keeping me sharp in the name of Jesus. That I'm going to cut through. I'm going to break through. Because of the glory, a place where we dwell and live together, not spiritual hokey-cokey, in, out, in, out. Oh, I may be on the Zoom oh, I will try to come to church. No, be on the Zoom. Put God first and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm talking about having a strong cutting edge. Then once, so he answered, go. So the man of God, Elisha, said, go, get on with it, do it. It's like as pastors saying, yes, go, get on with it, do it. Get your cutting edge, build, do new things. Find bigger places for us to go, bigger places to do. Keep sharing the gospel. Keep winning people to Christ. Let's keep advancing. He gave them full permission. And tonight the Lord is giving you full permission. Go. You get the odd religious devils who'll tell you to stop and to not go. That's what the devil does. He uses small-minded people to try and put small-minded plans on you and keep you quiet. No, come back bigger. Say amen.
Amen.
You're created in God's image to do the God kind of stuff, the Zoe God kind of life. Amen. With a sharp, strong, cutting edge in technology, in creativity, in business, in marriage, in families, having a cutting edge, staying sharp, not being blunt. To be perfectly blunt, not being blunt, we're going to stay sharp. Then one said, please consent to go with your servants. So one of the sons of the prophets asked Elisha or the pastor, will you come? Yes, of course I'll come. I'll go with you. Whatever you believe and whatever you want to go and do, positive for the kingdom of God within legal and moral constraints, I'll go with you. So this is about teamwork, making the dream work, strengthening, getting strength from leaders, accountability. Come alongside me, help me, talk to me, give me a bit of coaching. Yes, don't be a lone ranger and a weird stranger. I know you're not, but we get some people coming along wanting to do their own thing, wanting to do crazy stuff. No, we get one or two coming alongside us. Do we listen? No. We're doing what God called us to do. We're staying sharp. We're staying true to the vision that God has given us, and you're staying true to the vision that God has given you. And coming in 2023, I tell you, big things, new buildings, new breakthrough, new technologies, higher levels of living in the name of Jesus, new places, spaces, and faces. Say amen.
Amen.
Go to different places to eat. Drive a different way to work. Come on now. Say amen. Stop being religious and going to the same people and same places. Some are good and consistent. Some need tweaking and leaving because some people are trying to hold you back. They're trying to hold you back. They're trying to hold you back. No, 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 no. We're not getting held back. We're going forwards. We're going higher. I higher, you higher, we higher. Come on, together higher. And for that, you need to leave one or two religious devils behind, or people who flatter you or say nice things, but they're on the take. They don't respect you. They're religious devils from hell. Forgive them, bless them, and move onwards and upwards in the name of Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. And he answered, Elisha, I will go. So he went with them. And when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. Everybody say, cut down trees.
Cut down trees.
Man, you got to keep cutting down trees. You got to keep chopping. Faith, prayer, die to self. They said something, it hurt me. Forgive them, get healed, pray. Faith, keep chopping down trees. Keep chopping down trees. You got to keep chopping down the dark to bring in the light. Say amen. And don't let the trees stop you. The tree doesn't just look to somebody and say, don't chop me. You know, a tree might be stubborn and have strong roots and might have knots and tell you to get knotted. But you say, no, I will not get knotted. I'm going to chop you down, you ugly thing, you. Amen. I'm not on about chopping people down. I'm on about chopping demonic activity and dark realms that you're advancing with the kingdom of light. It might be government level. It might be church level. It might be community level. In the financial realm, we've got to keep chopping. I'm chopping faith, prayer, forgiveness. It might be sickness, healing prayers, taking my supplements, eating right, drinking fluids, having rest, I'm chopping down trees. Say amen. Amen. We're the generation that's chopping down trees of darkness and bringing in the kingdom of light. They cut down trees. They didn't try to cut down trees.
Pastor Fowler, I'm trying.
No, they cut it down. They did it. They succeeded. They cut down trees. I see God giving you good success even before the end of this year, going into 2023 and 2024, things that you struggled with for years, broken in the name of Jesus. Issues that you needed breakthrough in, finance, relationships, academia, broken, breaking through in the name of Jesus. You're going to be cutting down trees. Hallelujah. And as you cut down the trees, that's when you start to build with them. Hallelujah. Building holiday homes. Come on now. Building nice places to live. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Cutting edge. But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axed fell into the water. And he cried out and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." So think about this. You can be working in the kingdom, working in business, and suddenly you lose your axed. It falls off, it goes in the water, and worse than that, it's borrowed. So you might have borrowed some money, you're working on a project, you lose your energy, your mind, you feel a failure, you become blunt, you feel embarrassed and guilty and ashamed because you've lost your axed. You can't work without an axed. Somebody once asked Abraham Lincoln, if he was going to chop down a tree, what would you do? He said, "I'd spend 6 hours sharpening my axe and 2 hours chopping down the tree." Say, "I'm going to sharpen my axe, Pastor Terry." They think I have lost it, but I'm going to get it back and sharpen the cutting edge on my life. Say amen.
Amen.
Listen, we've all blown it. We've all lost access. We've all made mistakes, to be perfectly blunt. We've all failed. We've all been oppressed and depressed and lost our cutting edge. We've all lost a vision and felt, "Oh no, I just can't go on, Lord. Not again. Not again are my finances in trouble. Not again are people attacking me. Not again. I've lost it. I've lost my axed. But look what happens. It's going to get better." Say amen. Hallelujah. And he cried out, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." So he felt doubly guilty because he'd not just lost the axed, but it didn't even belong to him. So it's time to get rid of guilt and shame going into 2023. Listen, the blood of Jesus was enough. On that tree at Calvary, the cross of Jesus, that sacrifice was enough for your guilt, my shame, your guilt, the divine, come on, exchange. He who was no sin became sin that we might be the righteousness of God. No guilt and no shame. The main thing that was wrought at Calvary was our righteousness, right standing with God. There's no need to be guilty again. There's no need to be shameful. That's one way that you get sharp. Confess, decree, declare, "I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus." Say amen. Amen. Let's say it. I am the righteousness of God.
The righteousness of God.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
I am the healed of the Lord.
I am the healed of
God. I am the blessed of God.
I'm the blessed of God.
I'm going from glory to glory.
I'm going from glory to glory.
I might hit a glory.
I might hit a glory.
But I'm turning it into a glory.
But I'm turning it into a glory.
See, the man who lost his axed had got glory in his life. He couldn't be part of team. He couldn't work. He couldn't get his breakthrough. But a miracle was coming. And your miracle is coming even before the end of this year. Say, "My miracle's coming."
Amen.
So the man of God said, "Where did it fall?" So I'm going to ask you, where did you lose your cutting edge? Where did you lose your joy? Where did you lose your peace? Where did you lose your wholeness? Where did you lose your sense of humor? Some of you need to get a sense of humor. That's how joy is expressed. Where did you lose your money? I'm forensically analyzing and saying to you, where did you lose it? Because we as pastors, we say to people, oh, how are you doing? Oh, I'm fine. Well, fine means frenetic, insecure, neurotic, and emotional.
Right.
So stop being fine. Don't be fine. Get on the new wine. It's a sign. Hallelujah. Let's find out if somebody hurt you. Let's hear, but let's forgive them and bless them and release them. Let's find out where that business went wrong and learn from it. And don't make that mistake again. Amen. Amen. Let's forensically, accurately find out where you lost your cutting edge, where you can get sharper in the name of Jesus. This is what the man of God said to the son of the prophet. So it's time for us to be really honest with each other and before God. God, I'm angry. God, I'm upset. God, I'm not happy. Help me. Be real. The man of God saying, how do you really feel? Where did you lose it? Let's tell the truth before God and one another. Come on. That's what real worship is and real fellowship is. Amen. Being honest with each other. Yes, Jill, I like the beef sandwich, but I want more piccalilli on next time. Say amen. Let's be accurate. I want a bit more pepper and chili and garlic. Please. Come on. We need to speak honestly with each other about what we like and what we want. And we need to talk to God about that. Say amen.
Amen.
Where did it fall? Where did you lose your sharpness? Where did you lose, or you're not getting as much impact as you want? Let's talk about this. Let's develop it. Let's get it back. Say amen. And he showed him the place. So he was honest. He told him where he'd lost it.
Good.
Yeah, I lost it. I got angry. I kicked the cat. I'm sorry for kicking the cat. Amen.
Amen. That's good.
Don't kick cats. You can eat a Kit Kat, but you can't kick a cat. Amen. I got angry. Oh, I fed lustful. I feel lust. I will tell you I am struggling with lust. Good, because we'll pray for you now. We'll break it according to James 5, and the lust will go.
Amen.
Lust isn't just external. It's internal, the book of James says. Mm-hmm. Stop blaming the devil. Come on. Oh, the devil stole my accent. No, he didn't. He was probably swinging it too hard and getting angry. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to be honest with each other. Get healed. Get delivered. Get set free. Come on. Before Christmas time this year, you're going to get delivered, healed, and set free because you're going to be honest one to another. People you can trust, you're going to share about things you're struggling with. Anger, lust, mm-hmm. hatred, dissension, factions, rage. Come on. Get it all out. Where did you lose it? It's time to find peace, joy, righteousness, and love again. Say amen.
Amen.
Toby is saying amen. I'm glad it's a Nigerian name. Where did it fall? And he showed him the place. Right, so we've analyzed it. We're getting healing and deliverance. So he cut off a stick and threw it in there, and he made the axe head float. So it takes work. They've all been chopping down trees.
Yeah.
Now the man of God cuts off a stick, throws it with accuracy to where it was lost. Come on, we're praying accurate prayers this year. Mm-hmm. We're praying intentional prayers. We're not cutting through, you know, oh, pray for me, Pastor Terry. Why? I'm depressed. Well, why are you depressed?
Mm-hmm.
Then we can pray into it accurately. I need provision. What type of job do you want? Are you walking towards it? Are you studying? Are you doing voluntary work? Are you doing all you can do? Because this is a story of a mighty miracle that was wrought, not by God, but by the man of God. Say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say, I'm wroughting mighty miracles in 2023.
Amen.
Me, I'm going to do it.
Wow.
Amen. Come on. I'll give God the glory, but he's given me the initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. He cut off a stick and threw it in there, and he made the iron float. He made the iron float. We command mighty miracles tonight in the name of Jesus, where people need their joy back, where people need a cutting edge in their lives, a competitive advantage in business, a blissful and beautiful marriage, an amazing mighty family, all covered by the blood of Jesus and moving in the mighty power of God. Say amen.
Amen.
Whatever the enemy's tried to steal off you, it's coming back times seven in the name of Jesus. And if you're doing great, you're going to do even greater. Come on. Even greater things in this city. Bigger things. Cutting edge things. New inventions. New ideas. New ways of doing ministry. New ways of doing business. New ways of doing marriage. Come on. New ways. New things. Cutting edge. I'm going to get some cutting edge. We've just got two new lights in the studio. We've got four now. We've got three cameras. We've got a new Sony one that's better eye definition. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We've got new cameras at church. Top of the range. We've just got some new tie mics. We've not got them in the studio yet, but next year, new cutting edge. I'm resting over the Christmas period, and I'm coming back strong in 2023 and 2024. And I tell you, we're going to be cutting edge. We've got the best TV studio here in where we live. In fact, people, I spoke at a business event. They were also impressed. I spoke on innovation. I'm speaking at another business event in January for the local chamber. Chief execs are coming in the studio. We're doing work with Derbyshire County Council with young people on the verge of exclusion, excluded. It's cutting edge what we're doing. Our food bank, cutting edge. We're doing home delivery service. Say amen.
Amen.
People can come. We store it. We've had toys given to us. We're giving those out. We're distributing. We're doing everything cutting edge. Say amen. Say, and so am I.
So am I.
Glory to God. 2023 is going to be the year you get your cutting edge back. And for those who've got it already, you're going to be even sharper in the spirit and practically. Say amen. I'm getting my cutting edge in prophecy and evangelism and pastoring. Glory to God. And fashion and design and writing books. Say amen.
Amen.
I'm going to be ahead of the game. I'm not going to be a follower. I'm going to be a leader. Say amen.
Amen.
And he made the iron float. Therefore, he said, pick it up for yourself. So he reached out his hand and took it. Listen, stop wanting your pastor to do everything for you. Stop wanting your manager to do everything for you. We'll give direction. We'll throw the stick. The accent will flow. The miracle's happening. But then you have got to take initiative and grab it yourself. Come on, say, I'm grabbing it myself.
I'm grabbing it.
Say, I'm grabbing it myself.
Amen.
I'm taking initiative. I'm doing this. And then I'm going to sharpen the axe head with oil of the Holy Ghost, with iron. Iron sharpens iron. We sharpen each other with the word, with the anointing, with the oil. I'm getting my axe head sharp. And I tell you what, it doesn't say it, but I tell you, I think he would have been more careful. He would have been more wise. He would have chopped down more trees. He would have got more people saved. He would have pioneered new businesses. I mean, it's interesting as well. Look, all the other guys who are chopping down trees don't get a mention. All those who got it together. But the guy who blew it, borrowed an axe head, had no money, made a botch job, he gets the mention.
He does.
And that's the kind of people God uses, those who will get back up and have another go and don't quit and don't give in and keep reaching out and reaching up. Glory to glory with a cutting edge style.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm nearly rapping again here. I feel like I'm rapping in it. You know what I'm saying? It's Christmas time. I'm not just rapping presents. I'm spitting lyrics at Love Assembly. I'm going higher. You're going higher with a cutting edge style. We're going higher. We're not in the fryer. We're going higher. A cutting edge style's taking higher and higher. You've got the edge. I got the edge, and all together we got the cutting edge. Huh? I got the edge.
I've got the edge.
You got the edge, and all together we are the cutting edge. Hallelujah. I've got the edge, you've got the edge, and all together we've got the cutting edge. Love Assembly, a mighty new cutting edge in 2023. I see you right on the cutting edge of many new things. Building,
yes,
developing, blessed, taking initiative. Come on, the place you're at is way too small. It's a bigger place. Hallelujah. You're going to chop down trees more skillfully with a stronger cutting edge, more cutting edge technology, cutting edge in your finances, amen, in your families, in your marriages, Come on now. I bless you tonight in the name of Jesus with a fresh cutting edge in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shall we pray?
Let's pray.
Glory to God. Lord, we thank you for Love Assembly, Pastor Fola and Warula, the whole team. We thank you for a new cutting edge coming from heaven even tonight, Lord, and sharpening their lives, sharpening the gifting, sharpening the skill, letting them cut through, Lord, the darkness, cut through excuses, cut through opposition, the cutting edge of heaven coming onto lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, being advanced. Huh. People coming to you for solutions because you have got the cutting edge. Cutting edge people, a divine deposit of cutting edge anointing tonight,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. Let your healing power flow, Lord. Let the provision of heaven flow. And I thank you that going from glory to glory to glory, and a cutting edge life is going to get them there. Because as we behold you, we get a new cutting edge, Lord. We get a new axe head. We're going to sharpen our axe head for 6 hours and use it for two. We're going to work smarter in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Smarter. Things are coming to you, things that you've sown and believed for in the name of Jesus by the power of God. We thank you for it. We bless you, Lord, and we release it to them tonight in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Sharp.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am getting back my cutting edge. Can everyone hearing this, can you just declare it? Can you type it?
Amen.
Can you write it somewhere conspicuously? Because one of the things about being transformed, being changed from glory to glory, is what we behold, what we see. Write it. The prophet Habakkuk said, write the vision and make it plain.
Mm-hmm.
So that the one who reads it can run with it. Please write this. I am getting back my cutting edge in the name of Jesus to the glory of God. I am getting back my cutting edge. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you because you watch over this word to bring it to pass, to perform it in our lives. In the name of Jesus, and it is all to your glory. All to your glory. Please, all over the place, if you can type it on the live feed, if you're watching through Facebook or you're on, you're watching through YouTube, just type it, declare it, write it somewhere. Let us declare it. The Bible talks about meditating. This book of the law says we meditate day and night. He said, we should not depart from our mouth. We've got to declare it. It says that we are the ones who will make our way prosperous. When this book of the Lord does not depart from our mouth, we meditate day and night. We make our own way prosperous when we observe to do everything. I am getting my cutting edge. I am getting back my cutting edge. Listen, somebody. To God be the glory. You know, Pastor Terry and Jill, God's been speaking to us, and the way God started with us on day number one is focusing on our hearts on how to declutter everything, choking, making us unfruitful.
Yeah.
And yesterday, God took us to a way we can see his glory, and that is by dying to self.
Yeah.
This is day number three. There is no way we declutter. There is no way that we die to self, that we will not get back our cutting edge.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And we are on a journey. We are on a transition. We are allowing God. We've declared the first 8 days of this retreat as a time to declutter. To declutter.
Yes.
And as you were ministering, I was just listening. And let me encourage somebody, as you join us on this journey, day number three, we have about 9 more days to go from tomorrow. As you join on this journey, just come relaxed. Come open. Come the way you are. There is nothing hidden before God. God sees us. God knows us. The thoughts, the intents of our hearts are plain to him. So just relax. Let this be a relaxing time. Rest in the Lord. Like we heard yesterday, we've got to learn to come and walk with him, stay in him, and constantly let him lead us. Just relax, be real with God like we've heard today. Where have I lost my cutting edge? Lord, show me. As you were ministering, Pastor Telly, a word came to me about blackmail. And I just want to say this. Blackmail. One of the things that God, the power of blackmail. Someone I don't know, or some people I do not know, you are being held. You've lost your cutting edge because of guilt, shame. But then blackmail. You are being blackmailed by something you did, or maybe something you did not do that nobody knew, but only your blackmailer or blackmailers. In the name of Jesus, the power that hold upon you is broken tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's come to the light, and once it comes to the light, the power of darkness is broken. Blackmail, that's what I heard. Blackmail, they will no longer blackmail you. She will no longer blackmail you. He will no longer, I don't know what it is, but it is resounding to somebody. The power of blackmail broken over your life. In the name of Jesus, you are loosed, loosed, loosed. Your cutting edge is back in the name of Jesus. Back, back in the name of Jesus. Guilt, shame, you know, declutter, 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 what we've been hearing. So we're on a journey for the first 7 days of this retreat. We are allowing God to declutter anything that, and the things I picked up tonight, some things, many things, unforgiveness that must be removed from our hearts in the name of Jesus. Please, as I mentioned this, and if this resounds in you, please, we're just in the time, let's just pray a little bit. Any unforgiveness in me, anything I'm still holding on that I should have let go, anyone I'm still holding on to, that I've done something in the past, Lord, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Spirit, by the power of the word I've heard tonight, I let go. I forgive. In the name of Jesus. I had the word on forgiveness. I had guilt and shame. Guilt and shame. Guilt and shame, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. That's the word that God's been speaking to us from Romans chapter 8. You do not walk in the flesh, you walk in after the Spirit, in the power of the Spirit. Every guilt, every shame is gone. Declutter that from your heart in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Jesus,
I heard the word anger, 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 in the name of Jesus. The Bible says anger dwells in the bosom of fools. You are not a fool. You are God's righteousness in Christ Jesus. You are wise. By reason of the word of God, come to you tonight. Let go of every anger. Don't let it be found in you anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, Pastor Terry, I just noticed, you know, I became a little bit cranky, you know, as we were rounding up and entering December. Mm-hmm. And I just found out I was just kind of getting angry. And someone would just get me angry. And especially, you know, on a Sunday morning, can you imagine? I'm meant to be there to release life that God has given me, and I'm getting angry, and I'm telling myself, Lord, I must not go on that pulpit with anger. And you know, a question just came to me: what are you angry over? How does this stand the test of eternity?
Exactly.
Angry. What is it the person has said, or not done? Or not done, that I'm holding on and I'm angry. Now I told myself, it's not worth it. Listen, somebody, it is not worth it. Whatever you are angry over, yes, you can have righteous indignation when we see something that is wrong, but you see, we don't talk about it, we don't hold it, we create the solution, we solve the problem. Not hold on to anger and end up being destroyed, being consumed by the anger that is in us. In the name of Jesus, declutter. Anger goes. I don't know what the Spirit of God has spoken to other people, but in the name of Jesus tonight, Father, we open up ourselves again. Uproot whatever you've not planted. uproot whatever garbage or baggage we may still be carrying. Father, thank you for setting us free. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please, we have set up, should have come up earlier. You have any question? It could even be from yesterday, because there's a link. The Holy Spirit is the same Spirit that's been speaking, ministering through everyone. So your question may even be from day number one. Something lingering in your heart. Go on Slido.do, or if you're bold enough, you don't mind, you can ask your question. We'll just take this. We'll spend the next 10 minutes to see if we can, if anyone has any question specifically to be addressed. So go on Slido.do. If you Google it, you type SLI.do, it's just hashtag will come up, type in J-E-S-U-S and type your questions. You can type that quickly. Or if you are on YouTube, you can type your question on YouTube. If you're on Facebook, you can type your question on Facebook. But Slido.do gives you anonymous city. Is there any word like that? Where we don't know it's you, and you want to ask this burning question. So please, I'm going to just hold Terry and Jill behind, and you can go on now and type it. Okay, somebody has already typed the question, but before we answer the question, so please keep typing the questions, please bring in your questions. And I want to acknowledge and I want to thank my very, very good family. They've joined us tonight. I can see Dr. Ajoke Isiawe, the only wife of my very good brother, Israel Olumide Isiawe. And I can see Jeremy and Kadesh, also the sons of the prophets.
Amen.
Tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you very much. Thank you and thank you and thank you. And if Pastor Olumide is watching, please keep on sending your questions, Slido.do, Slido.do code. I want to say this openly. So if Pastor Olumide is watching, or if Dr. Ajoke can tell him, I was listening to day number 8 of the Tabernacle of Moses camp meeting. They just rounded up a camp meeting, Pastor Terry.
Wow.
I'm sure you know Pastor Olumide Isiawe. I think I got you two introduced to one another one time when you came down to Liverpool for the retreat. I'm pretty sure you know him, Pastor Israel.
Yeah,
Reverend yes. Israel Olumide Isiawe. Yeah. He was ministry on day number 8 of their camp meeting, and he spoke a word, and he called out a name. Because I'm saying this because at times we need to understand prophecy. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to interpret prophecy to us. So he was ministering, Pastor Terry and Jill, and he called out a name. And it was a name, a Nigerian name. And you're not doing badly, Terry. You pronounced a Nigerian name earlier, which I found out that is also British, but the I, you replace it with a Y, which is Toby, you know? Yeah, so he called out a name, and I want people to listen, please. Questions are flying. Yeah, keep the questions coming. We'll address them shortly. So he mentioned this name. It's a Nigerian name, and he was given a word of prophecy about the name. And of course, when I heard the name, well, it's not my name. The name is called B De Mi. So if Pastor Olumide is listening, or Dr. Ajoke, please tell him. I was listening very around 3 a.m. this morning, and I was led to catch up, you know. They just rounded up their 10 days camp meeting yesterday. So they handed the baton over to us. It's amazing. The themes that were shared on that camp meeting is the same thing. God is like God moving us from where they stopped, talking about the glory, you know, God's glory. Oh, wow. Anyway, let me just say this. So he mentioned that name, B. Demi. And of course, I was just listening to the rest of the word. And then it's like the Holy Spirit stopped me. That do you know that you are a B-Demi? And I was wondering, what's that? Now, B-Demi, for for the sake of Pastor Terry and Jill and people watching from all over, we have people from South Africa, from across continents watching us. Now, bidemi in the Yoruba tongue is given to a child, usually that is born when the father was not there. So the father is kind of not there in the sense that abandoned the family, no. Wow. The father was away before he could get back. The child had been born. Mm-hmm. So they give the child bidemi, which means born, not born ready. That's your that's the title of Terry's book. But this one is born when I wasn't there. It was born, I'm trying to give it a literal translation now. Born in my absence.
Yeah.
All right. And the Holy Spirit stopped me. Now go back and listen to it. Thank God I was listening to the recorded version. I rewound. And the Holy Spirit told me, you are a bidemi because my father was actually not there. It's in my book. Yeah. I don't know if I've sent you a copy of the book, Terry.
Yeah.
What father to teach their children. So it's there. I was born and my dad wasn't there. They had to send word to my dad that I had been born because he was busy writing his final year exams in the university when my mother went into the bathroom, did not know what was happening, and boom, this golden treasure you see here popped out.
Suddenly. Yeah,
I was born in a manger like Jesus. in a toilet manger. Glory be to God. You know, so I went back and wow, said Lord, I realized that word was for me. Now, why am I saying that? Because when we hear prophetic words, at times we take it literally, but if we wait to listen and hear what the Spirit of God is saying, if we stop, we will listen. So thank you, Pastor Olumide. I received that word from bidemi. And there might be some other literal bidemi that heard that word. But I just want to say that and encourage people tonight, as we journey on this retreat, please be open, declutter your mind, hear the word of the Lord like you've never heard it before.
Amen.
And encounter God revealing another side of himself, a new level of his glory. Don't read a scripture and say, yes, I've read this before, I know what is there. No, God is revealing a new level of his glory to us at this time. All right, Pastor Terry, first question, how do I break old habits in a practical way?
Okay, so first, it's a very, very good question. I think it's just by being consistent with new good habits. That's that we break. People can get bogged down in trying to break old habits, but just by doing new things and doing them consistently, and I think consistency and tenacity is the words really about breaking old habits. Just being consistent, being diligent. And if you want to look at it practical, I mean. Also, don't set yourself up for failure. If you've got a problem eating, if you're overweight and you want to lose weight and you want to develop positive habits to be in good shape, don't buy chocolates or biscuits and, you know, chocolate biscuits and fill your cupboards with them or, you know, big packets of crisps or don't put unhealthy things. Don't lead yourself into temptation, you know. Mm-hmm. If you've got a gambling problem, you know, don't have gambling apps on your phone and just very practical things and then being consistent with the positive side. Mm-hmm. So then with eating healthy, when you go shopping, make sure you buy healthy food and put that in the house. Do you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. So how do you break old habits in a practical way? I think just by consistency and by reinforcing new positive habits. So don't leave voids in your life. You know, if you know, had a big bowl of, you know, Cocoa Pops at 11, go for a walk around the block, you know, go for a walk
yeah.
and worship the Lord.
Yeah, yeah. Start that new habit.
Yeah,
putting
new habits in place. Yeah, and eliminating platforms where old habits can kick in easily. You know, deliver yourself. Don't put temptation in front of your eyes or your life, and just keep being consistent. And you'll be surprised. Suddenly, things will drop off. And breaking habits practically, I'll tell you, one of the greatest ways is James 5. And I touched on it tonight. Therefore, confess your faults one to another. The prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effective. You'll be healed. So I've broken addictions in my life through that scripture and still do. If anything's trying to come against me or attack me in any area, I'll call a friend of mine up and say, I'm challenged in this area. I'll bring it in the light. I'll say, can you please pray for me? Mm-hmm. And boom, I feel the anointing and it breaks it. So that's a real practical way. And also it's very good at being intimate and developing friendships and relationships. And again, I touched on it tonight. It's about being real with one another. Now, we're not crazy. We don't just tell anybody and everybody because they might, spread rumors about us.
Mm-hmm.
We all should have or develop good friends to walk in the light with. And that is the most powerful way of being set free. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a quote here. We confess our righteousness before God. We confess our sin one to another.
Mm. Mm. Thank you very much for that. Being consistent, being intentional, deliberately. Start a new habit.
Yeah.
Yeah, a new good habit. Not another bad one, please. All right, thank you for that. Okay. Please, can you explain to me what cutting edge means? I know you've said it, I guess. What I would say, okay, please. This message will be on YouTube. Like myself, listening to Pastor Olumide, a message he preached 3 days ago, I was able to rewind it. So please, this message is going to be on YouTube. You can always go back and listen to it again. And again, and again. So let me just say that because Terry extensively was speaking about cutting edge tonight, but I'll let you say that. I just needed to chip that into somebody. Cool. Wow, that is my very, very good pastor joining us from South Africa, a Better Covenant TV, Reverend Felix Idolo. Thank you so much, sir.
Amen.
Pastor Terry, this was the man who discipled me, brought me up, taught me the Bible, taught me how to study, taught me how to even teach.
Wow.
I owe what I'm doing today to God and to him. I'm saying it openly, and everybody knows that is Reverend Dr. Felix Idolo. Thank you, sir, for joining us from South Africa. They're 2 hours ahead of us, you know. All right, Terry, cutting edge.
Okay, I mean, the dictionary definition is cutting edge, the edge of a tool's blade. Tools with cutting edges should be kept sharp. 2, the latest or most advanced stage in the development of something, i.e. researchers at the cutting edge of molecular biology. So, listen this is good. A dynamic or invigorating quality. Come on, I love that. Say amen.
Amen.
A dynamic or invigorating quality. I mean, people kept messaging tonight saying, this is so refreshing. This is so refreshing. Because I was delivering it in a cutting-edge style. And it's a dynamic or invigorating quality. Oh, you like this, Pastor Fuller? Adjective, cutting-edge. Highly advanced, innovative, or pioneering. So what it really means is, it means you're ahead of the game, you're ahead of the field, you're really leading in a specific field. You're an elite athlete, you're an exceptional doctor, you're a cutting edge minister. It's really being elite and being ahead of the pack and even ahead of the curve and ready for anything that comes because you are so advanced. Is that helpful?
Yeah, they can always rewind, listen to this message. And you know what, Pastor Terry?
Yeah.
You just wrote a book.
Yeah.
Where can we get the book?
I've sent you the link, Pastor Fowler, to share. It's on Amazon. It's very easy to get. You can get it on Amazon all over the world, and it'll be with you very, very quickly. Amazon is really good. Kindle Direct Publishing on Amazon. So it's on there. I got this from there, and that's where you can get it. You'll like it. It's got some really great illustrations, great stories, and how we've developed the cutting edge life and message. There's some good stories in there. How I met Tyson Fury, John Fury. We're ministering right in the art of boxing and media and all different kinds of encouraging testimonies for you and good practical application.
Okay.
Amen.
Cutting Edge and author Terry Eckersley. The link is going to be displayed shortly on Amazon, Cutting Edge, Terry Eckersley. And you have other books, very interesting books. And thank you. So we can get the book is on Kindle. Is there a Kindle copy for it?
Yeah, there's a Kindle. I've sent you the link for the Amazon paperback and the Amazon Kindle copy.
Okay. All right, then.
People, but when you buy it, you've got to give 5-star reviews. The conditions of buying it.
All right. Okay, thank you for that. It's going to be displayed shortly. Okay, right. Another question is what word do you have for business in 2023? And how can we position ourselves to be in cutting edge, in the cutting edge state as Christians?
Great, great question. I think everything I've shared really, even last year about innovation and now being cutting edge, and I think positioning yourself in new, I would call them new ponds. And I asked somebody this question last night because her business isn't doing well. She said, oh, I haven't been pushing it enough. And, you know, you can use those, they're just excuses. So I said to her, are you going to fish in any new ponds? And she didn't answer that question. But we need to fish in new ponds. What do I mean by that? Join a local chamber of commerce. Go to a new Rotary Club. Go to a business networking breakfast. Get registered on the local council website and the county council on the newsletter on new funding that's coming out, new initiatives. Fields that you want to break into, you can't just pray. You've got to go. I mean, they asked Elijah, can we go? And Elijah said, go. So we're saying to you, go. Join new networks. Join new business networks online. Join new face-to-face networks online. You know, come on, get out there. Share your vision, build relationship. And even by doing that, you'll pick up business. I mean, I spoke at a business event here where we're based last week or the week before. And I think I had 2, 3, 4 appointments on the back of it. People wanted to meet me. They just wanted to meet me and to talk and explore and connect. So it's just about doing new things with new people, to do new things. And, you know, I said this before, I'll say it again. Einstein is credited with saying this, but he didn't say it. If you keep doing the same things and expecting different results, it's called insanity. So I say do new things with new people in new places and you'll get big new results. It's really simple. Is that okay? Does that answer the question?
Yeah. New thing.
Invest in yourself. I mean, stay on a cutting edge. Train yourself. Develop yourself. Learn new skills. Get around bigger people than you who can help you and advise you and learn new things, you know, in new ponds.
You know, cutting edge. Let's look at practically, like a knife.
Yeah.
Now, for the knife to have a cutting edge, it's got to be sharpened, right? And that's the, you know, and what sharpens it? The Bible is clear. Iron.
Yeah.
Sharpens iron. So the Bible also says, anyone who wants to be wise will walk company, hang around. Wise people. So the business we want to get into, find people who are already sharp in that business.
Yeah, connect with them.
Connect.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's how you get sharper. Shapa. Yeah, I remember, you know, someone said some years ago, and I remember, you know, still acknowledging my pastor, Felix Idola from South Africa. It was during one of the fellowships we held there in the, you know, in the early 90s. That's quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
And there was this person that came to speak to us, and he was talking about iron, sharpening iron. He said, some of us are iron, but unfortunately, we hang around wood.
Yeah.
And you can only carve wood. You can't sharpen wood.
Yeah.
So it's either you're an iron, you must look for another iron that will sharpen you. Stop hanging around wood. Stop hanging around dead wood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're always using your iron to be carving wood, it gets blunter. It only gets blunt.
Exactly. If you want to soar like an eagle, stop hanging around with turkeys.
Wow. There goes my Christmas turkey this year, then.
Amen.
No turkey this year.
You just won a Christmas, but that's the only turkey you hang around.
I thought you were going to ruin my Christmas turkey now.
You can hang around turkeys, but just okay. Christmas.
I think we should put it this way. Don't hang around turkeys, just eat the turkey. Don't hang around it. Don't dilly-dally. All right, let's quickly... well, this is a question. It's quite long. Let me just quickly summarize it. Someone is asking that they've heard pastors, you know, people say God is like a lion, or God is the lion that roars within us. That they don't understand what that means. What does it mean that, you know, God is the lion that roars within us? Have you got anything to say about that?
So, yeah, I think it speaks to the part of his, you know, because we've got the right, we've got the might, but we need the fight. And Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. We know that he's the lion and the lamb. And there's times to be meek. And, you know, there's too many times that Christians take that too far and they become nice Christians.
Mm.
You know, well, we should be bold. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Mm. So there's part of taking territory and advancing where you've just got to be bold. And you've got to develop the boldness in you and allow yourself to be bold and don't let people shut that down in you. You know, because you know, I'm very bold and I'm big and I'm out there, and people will try and tame that, but you can't allow people to tame that. You obviously operate in love and kindness and professionalism, but there's part of me and part of you that should be bold as a lion.
Mm. Amen.
Yeah.
So the Bible talks about the lion does not turn away for any.
Mm.
The righteous are bold as a lion. I think it's just a metaphor. So God is not a lion in that context. It's just a metaphor.
Yeah.
So look at the attributes of a lion. And in that context, that's the attributes that, you know, God will have us take on. Amen. All right. I think that's all the questions we've got tonight. Wow. People, please celebrate with me. Celebrate with us tonight. Pastor Terry and Pastor Jill Eckersley on the cutting edge. Glory, amen. Glory be to God. Thank you. Someone said...